At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Never loved me like she did.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everyone. Happy birthday to my mom, her 98th birthday. Tomorrow is my birthday and my birthday brother, Alvin Reed, who's here now.
Happy birthday,
man. Happy birthday, buddy.
This is some good cake. I had a piece of cake awaiting me here, and it's good cake.
We take care of you.
I'd heard.
That's courtesy of Rach.
Right. I heard you got a lunch out of it, too.
I did.
Yeah,
Katie's
boy.
Pizza.
Look at you.
It's courtesy of all of us. We all chipped in.
There you go.
Keep trying to give all the credit to Rage.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
And I feel guilty Rage, every time.
Rage arranged it all and managed it all and ordered the cake. So it, really, Rage did do it.
You ate some cake.
That I was ate your, some cake and pizza.
There you go.
So how big would a KU win on your birthday be?
It'd be great. I mean, it'd be great. I'm not going to delude myself into thinking that, man, I'll just be crushed if they don't win on my birthday.
But you'll feel okay.
It'd be all right. I mean, you know, hey, you know, crazier things have happened. I think they'd have to play pretty much an error-free football game, but it's only, you know, it's their third game and Missouri's second, so still early. Anything can happen.
As long as it's competitive.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it will be.
I think it's kind of gutsy of Mizzou to take on KU in their second game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it early.
That was because of conference play, because they used to play at the end of the year when it was a conference game. So now it is reverting back to earlier in the season, mm-hmm. And I think it's both of their second game next year.
Yeah,
I think, you know, this is KU's third game, but they played week zero. I think it's both of their second game next year.
And so I'm not trying to get on your guys, Alvin, mm-hmm. but. Like, if Mizzou, where, as you know, Bernie described it, with the success they've had in the SEC the last couple of years, if they're worried about Kansas, then they got worries bigger than that.
Well, I think it's because it's a rivalry game. I think if you took the records of the two, especially over the last, you know, decade, but even last year, you know, Kansas lost a lot of close games, but they didn't go to a bowl game. We're just now getting it turned around to where there's a chance that we could go to a bowl game every year. Missouri's program is beyond that.
Right.
Missouri's recruiting is beyond that. But you still have to play. And I'll tell you what, just in speaking with people younger than me, and not that much younger than me, they don't get it over on the other side of the state. They are just kind of thinking like, no, it's a much bigger deal when we play like Duke in basketball and North Carolina and all that. And I just said like, you don't get it. And I think that was one of KU's downfalls in basketball when Missouri beat them last year and has had success against them is because, especially last year, I don't think those guys in this NIL age and all that, I think they had no idea what they were going to walk into down there in Columbia. And I just getting this sense that on the other side of the state, yeah, we're playing Missouri and Missouri's, you know, supposed to beat us. So what? I'm just in on message boards and whatnot.
Interesting.
I'm so like, you all this
Phoebe
means
says
a
the
lot
same
to
thing.
Me.
Phoebe's a junior at KU, yeah. And she's in the cult, man. Rock hot, you know, she's into it, the whole thing. And she said, in her own crappy way, like, Mizzou doesn't get it. We don't care about them. We care about K-State.
Right. And I mean, you know, even Coach Leipold said, like, when I first took the job, it was, I didn't know much about this, you know, border war, but I thought it was be all and end all K-State. We weren't even playing Missouri. But once that they decided we were going to play Missouri again, he said, like, all of a sudden people are saying, like, this is the most important game to us. And he was kind of looking around.
Yeah.
He basically said, like, really?
I will say this. Until I moved here, I knew nothing of that rivalry. Because the two programs just generally weren't good enough for national football fans to be like, oh, Mizzou KU this weekend. They were like, eh, whatever. You know, until Pinkel made Mizzou good, and at the same time, KU had a good run. Then with Mangino, then that's when people nationally were like, oh, that's a pretty good game. I never heard of this rivalry before.
The first year I was equipment manager, last game of the year, first time I was on a sideline, you know, for the Missouri game. So, Kellen Winslow.
You're equipment manager?
Oh, yeah, that's
cool.
My letter and everything.
That's awesome, man.
Do a whole show on that because it was quite a time. It was fun. But Kellen Winslow was tight end. Phil Bradley was a quarterback. I think James Wilder may have been there, but maybe he was. I forgot who the running back was. Man, they had us down by 34 points and got the ball back at like the 50-yard line. We think they're going to kneel down, threw the damn bomb on us, scored a touchdown. I'm standing there. I said, like, I hate them now, too. Right. It was like, wow. Yeah, and it was in Lawrence. And so 2 years later, we beat them and went to the bowl game. And that was still the sweetest win, you know, I think that I can remember.
Did you guys throw the goalposts in the pond while you were there?
Yes. Those goalposts went to the pond.
Okay.
Yeah, that was probably about the only time that they went.
Who do we beat since Phoebe's been there and they did that?
The Oklahoma game.
Okay.
That was a long day. Speaking of, you know, they had a delay during the game last night. Oh, man, that was the game was at 11 o'clock. Nationally televised. Was it Fox or was it Big Noon? I forgot who did it. And the homecoming tailgate for K Club was that day. I had to be there at, you know, I got there at like 8 o'clock in the morning and it was cold. And then the game starts and then it's rain and lightning and game is delayed. And I had got there so early, I was parked really close to the stairs. So I just went and sat in my car and I went back in and I said, well, we'll see what happens here at the beginning. And KU scored a touchdown and got back in the game and ended up winning. And it was just a long, cold, wet day, but at the end,
worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah. It was worth it. Now, I did not carry the goalpost to the pond. I got my car, just got back to the hotel.
Let the kids
I don't
do
even
it.
Think I came out. I ordered room service.
Now, Wheels hates that. He hates anyone on the field. He hates the goalpost thing.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And I think there are times when I will give it to maybe the student body. They, you know, rush the field. I'm good with it. I thought Florida State was a little bit beyond. Yeah, you beat Alabama, but you've had a national championship program before.
It's not that big a
deal. That wasn't that big a deal to me. Yeah, you whooped Alabama, but you're supposed to beat them. I mean, you're that kind of program. And all them people rushing the field like it was the greatest victory ever. I didn't get that.
I mean, but then you also get like 4-win teams that rush the field when they upset somebody.
I agree.
I think it's just generally stupid because inevitably something bad happens. Mm. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody starts yelling at a player and that player's pissed off, so he punches that person.
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling me that we're charging the field's okay, then you've got to say whatever happens out there is fine then.
Yeah.
You can't expect a guy that was just battling for 3.5 hours and somebody's in his face and obstructing his walk back to the locker room to be just like, okay, buddy, leave me alone. He's going to hit the guy, and you got to deal with that.
And I think that is one of the reasons that it should be, now we're not doing this anymore. Because times changed.
I mean,
people used to run past the other team. The other team was leaving the field, and you just ran past. You didn't even say anything to them. Now somebody wants to jump in people's face and be tough. And drinking in the stadium has something to do with it, too, which you now can do at college football games. And it's just... it's dynamite potentially, and I think Yeah, was, I don't know what you do, but you just say, we're not doing this.
In 4 years of college, I was at every home football game at Miami. Mm-hmm. We were playing for national championships every year, playing big games every year. Never once did any student step on the field.
Yep.
Not one time after any game, not after the wide right game, not one time, because Miami's police department was standing there looking at you.
Right.
And they're big ass real cops just standing there looking at you. Not security dudes.
Yep.
Real city police, and nobody wanted any part of that.
Any part of that. And it was when we beat Missouri in 1981, that game, that was the only game I was ever at where people rushed the field. And I think part of that was because we were going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
And those are few and far between.
We're talking to Alvin Reed, from Donnybrook, American, has been on the show now for years and years and years. It's his birthday tomorrow, as well as mine. I want to hear more about being the equipment manager. Did you have to try out for it?
Dude, I thought I was. This is a true story. Okay. My freshman year, I was a projectionist, work study, okay? And I was going back to do that same job. Now, you know, I had pledged fraternity second semester, and so I was in the fraternity, and I was doing stuff in the journalism department, okay? I saw a classified ad, about 1 inch by 1 inch, equipment manager needed. And I had to go to class, you know, all day, and so, like, I walked down there, it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. And I said, I know 100 guys have been down here. So I got to say, met a guy named Mike Hill, who was the head guy, and he said, like, here, let's go out in the field. I'll introduce you to the guys. And I'm walking out on the field, you know, like, and they're loading, practice had just ended, they're loading stuff up and whatnot. I introduced myself. He said, like, hey, help us load. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, so Craig says, like, hey, I'll talk to you after practice about what all you get. And I'm like, what I get? Like, what? Huh? Right. And literally, within a half hour, I had found out that I was going to get to pay in-state tuition because I was out of state. That I got a stipend. Your first year, you got $80 a month. The next year, you got $90 a month. Then you got $100. And your last year, you got $110. I got $12 to $14 when we traveled. And, you travel with the team for every, like, 8 hours, you were gone. On Fridays, when the team stayed at the hotel, because we got to eat dinner on the training table during the week, I said, when the team went to stay in the hotel on Friday, man, we all got a brand new crisp $10 bill. And this is 1979 through 1982 money,
yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
I got more out of the football program financially, cash-wise, than the guys on the football team did.
Wow. That's true. You're the first NIL guy.
When I first started talking about it, I have told this story from coast to coast, saying, like, I am one of those kids that I saw it. I had money in my pocket, and they didn't. They had a full ride scholarship. They had all the food. They had this. They had that. But money was non-existent. They couldn't get a job. I wrote for Audio Reader Network during, like, right when spring football was, like, beginning. But second semester, I had a job. I could have had another job on campus if I had had time. And so I just got, man, I got paid. We got paid minimum wage and overtime during 2 days. And some of those days were like 12 hours long. School would start, I'd have like $300-$400. It was, it was an amazing experience. I traveled, and I will say the late John Hadle, who should be in the National Football League Hall of Fame, who is not, he was offensive coordinator, and you started, I was the offensive lineman's manager. We all had a specific coach we were assigned to. And for 2 years, I was with John Hadle. And that's why I can look at a football game. And I know exactly what's going on out there offensively, because I was just, you're someplace every day, you know, for like 6 months. And it starts when it's 100 plus degrees outside, and it ends when it's cold. And it was a tremendous experience. It's one reason I'm still involved with K-Club and with KU. And because I answered a one-by-one classified ad. Life is weird. And I will just tell you I won't say it changed my life, because I was at KU, I was going to major in journalism. I knew what I was going to do. Did not change my, you know, where I was going, you know, kind of in life. But it was an experience that I really, it was really, really educational in many, many ways. I learned about professionalism in sports, even though it was college. From Coach Hadle. Coach Hadle also went to become head coach of the LA Express, and a kid named Kerry Smith and Craig Lever, who was the head student manager, they went out there and they said, dude, if you want to come out here and be part of the staff. And I didn't even, I said, no, I'm going to, I was headed to Danville, my first newspaper job. And sure, you know, I said, I can't be out in L.A. making whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was not big money. Let's put
That's
it like
cool,
that.
Though.
Then the league folded. And I said, like, oh, it's not like I even gave it any thought.
Yeah.
But it was a wise decision to turn down the United States Football League.
Well, have a good birthday tomorrow, my friend.
But I will. Win, lose, or tie.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Joe Deej online says, hey, Glover, happy birthday to you. 61 may not seem special, but I'll miss it when I turn 62 in October. Early happy birthday to Joe.
Happy
Let me know
birthday.
How it is.
Give me the scouting report.
Give me the scouting report. How 62 looks.
So many super nice comments today. Thank
yeah,
you,
very
everybody.
Nice. People are very kind. Let's see. In politics, Trump signs order declaring Department of War as secondary name for the Department of Defense. He's just having a ball. He's just out there having a ball.
That kind of stuff's just trolling, right?
And then RFK Jr. next week is going to give a comprehensive report showing that autism is caused almost exclusively by a common over-the-counter pain reliever and a folate deficiency in pregnant women.
Okay, two questions. First of all, the pain reliever that he's talking about, because it's in the stories, is Tylenol.
Yeah.
My guess is the manufacturers of Tylenol are not going to take this well.
Not well.
And I'm sure they're going to make that known. I'm not defending Tylenol. I'm just saying how the world is. Secondly, I thought it was vaccines.
Yeah, that's tip. I guess that's just gone now.
So if it's the other things, then what's the?
Well, he flipped on the vaccines because remember in the I don't know when or why it really happened, but in the hearing yesterday, they asked him if he supported how rushing the vaccine Trump was, and he said, "Yeah, Trump should get the Nobel Prize for getting the COVID vaccine out super fast."
What?
Yeah, he said that in the hearing yesterday.
Yeah.
So he can't make up his mind, I think, on how he feels about that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to make sure. Like,
yeah, look it up.
I totally believe you. I'm trying to, in my head, I'm trying to go like, it's like Sesame Street. Like, which one of these things is not like the other one? They don't go together.
Well, because Andrew's right. I think whoever the politician was that was speaking to him phrased it like, do you think Trump deserves the Nobel Prize? He can't say no to that.
Yeah, it was a very much a leading question that was like, so you hate these vaccines so much, but other people have said that he deserves a Nobel Prize for this. Do you agree? Does he deserve the Nobel Prize? And RFK was like, absolutely he does. They should give him the Nobel Prize because he got that COVID vaccine out really fast and saved a lot of people. Okay. I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess you got the person who was trying to get you, but it's also like, I don't know, it's like, I had kind of the same reaction Kevin did. It's just like, what?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Okay.
It's almost like none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, it's almost like none of it's real.
And they asked Trump about RFK Jr. yesterday in the hearing, and his quote was, yeah, he's got a different take on things. That's an understatement.
A person running Health and Human Services should not be about any their takes.
They should also probably be a doctor or something.
I mean,
that's just one.
We're long past that where qualifications matter, right? I saw a video the other day of Pete Hegseth basically calling Trump a coward for what he said about John McCain, and now here he is. He's just like, he's my buddy. He does no wrong. Like, I don't get how people make those kinds of switches.
Yeah. No payments.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
the songs I'm going to be playing drums on in the band, and I have not played drums in 4 or 5 years. I should probably practice. Yes. Yeah.
Do you have like a...
That's a good idea.
Do you have a practice kit or do you just play on your drums?
Yeah, I just have a drum set. So.
I've always wanted a drum practice kit and I can't explain why.
What do you mean by practice kit?
Just like the pads.
Oh, yeah.
Just
the ones you can wail on and they don't really make much noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple of those too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's called a couch.
Yeah, that's how I started, dude. No, that's how I started. My mom and dad had round pillows, and I set them up like drums, and I'd put them on the couch, and I'd get on my knees, and I would just play. And then, like most things I've received in my life were based on a lie, and I told them that I had been going into the band room during ninth grade and playing drums, and the orchestra conductor thought I was really good and had talent, and I used my own $200 to buy my first drum set, which is probably worth about $50. I got really taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into that. Yeah.
Hey. Yay. Yeah. You know what I did today?
What's that?
And I've always wanted to do this. I ordered a steel drum.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Living your life.
I'm going to try to learn how to play this thing. I've always wanted to do it.
My background noise is not loud enough on, on the show. I need to add a steel drum. Rain's going to be playing the steel drum in the background.
That'd be great if she did.
Little pause going.
Dave, I'm happy for you. That's cool.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's such a good sound.
Yeah, I love the sound. I've always loved the sound. So, when I get good at one little song, I'll play it for you.
I love it.
Have you ever tried to play ukulele?
No, but that's the other thing I want to learn how to play. And I have a buddy here who is a master at it. And he said, I will teach you and I will have you playing in an hour.
Wow. That's awesome.
So that's also on my list.
Dave's going to shred.
Guitarists love the ukulele. Like George Harrison and Tom Petty were really into it. And yeah.
You need to check. I've mentioned this guy before, Jake Shirin-Bukuro.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up. He is the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele.
Hmm. Very cool.
I'm going to see him in early October.
Does he light it on fire and play it with his tongue?
No, but it's absolutely amazing to watch. You go to YouTube. Just put him in on YouTube and you'll go, oh, my word.
Well, we will work up a song that features steel drums, and the next time you come to town, get up there.
Oh, I don't know if we want to do that, but I'm really gonna give it a fighting shot.
Yeah,
and you know, when you're working, it's really hard to do that because you just don't have the time. But
yeah,
got some time now.
That's cool. Really cool.
And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Aren't you supposed to have that off?
That was the old company.
No.
Yeah, that was the old company.
And it's technically tomorrow.
Right. Which meant we got Friday. Well,
okay.
Remember that? Oh, you always get the day
you get tomorrow. Oh, okay. Yeah, what? You get tomorrow off.
Yes, I do. I may come in to work anyway. Who knows? Yeah, it's a little overcast here, but when the guys took me to lunch today, it was absolutely idyllic.
Yeah, temperatures are fantastic. We do have the second cold front coming in. It's actually almost on top of us right now. And what's happening, we could still see a couple of showers around over the next few hours. I don't think we're going to see much. If you get a shower, okay, there's a shower. It won't not last long at all. The bulk of the steadier rain is southern Missouri, southern Illinois. We're actually well to our south. But that's the front. We'll go partly cloudy later on tonight and drop down to 54. The weekend is unbelievable. Saturday, sunny and nice, 77. Saturday, clear skies, 54. Sunday, sunny and 77. Sunday night, full moon, the corn moon, clear skies, 53 degrees. Then we start a little warm-up. Remember we talked yesterday. Yeah. We're not sticking a fork in summer yet. Monday, still delightful. Sunny skies, 81. But I do think we will be very close to hitting 90 for the high on Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even Friday next week.
Okay.
That will seem warm.
Oh, yes, it will. Speaking of the corn moon, Andrew, I don't know how I missed this on your Google Doc all week, but you ate 12 corn dogs last weekend?
15.
15?
Whoa.
15.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
In one weekend?
I got a box from Schnucks that had like 16 of them in there.
Yeah,
like frozen
Megan
ones,
one?
And Megan ate one. And I ended up just kind of slowly over 3 days.
That's not real slow.
Yeah, so it's pretty good pace. So
it's like 72 hours.
Okay, I got to know, how are you preparing the corn dogs? Just microwave?
Microwave, yeah.
Okay.
Put them in the microwave. And the microwave. I
It says 50 seconds. You really want to do more like a minute 10 because they can end up a little cool on the inside still, so you really want them to get cooked through. Make sure to rotate. Got to flip them halfway
do you have an
through.
Air fryer?
I do, but I didn't want to use it for these.
Okay.
I don't know. I just felt I didn't want to. I guess I didn't want. I wanted them faster. Anyway.
I knew you were going to say that.
He's like, I didn't want to wait 4 minutes.
There's no other reason.
No quality reason.
There's no other reason.
To go with a microwave.
Don't want
to
wait
hey,
four
when you
minutes.
Want a corn dog, you want a corn dog.
Yeah.
You
want to fire up a whole thing and make it take 7 minutes or whatever. I wanted them faster.
You want it in 70 seconds, not four minutes.
That's correct.
Now, were you eating them like two or three at a time or spacing them out one in singles?
I mean, I might have one here, and then I might have three there, and then, you know, two there. I don't know.
Three.
There wasn't like a, yeah.
That's not crazy.
No, four is a meal.
I almost cussed. Three corn dogs.
Four whole ass corn dogs?
I almost cussed at this man. They're not like Coney dogs. They're like 3 inches long. They're frozen corn dogs, brother.
So they're like
three
the
inches
minis.
Can be pretty long.
They're massive, massive corn dogs.
So they're the mini. They're not full size hot dogs.
I mean, they're
so many lines.
They're
so
like normal lines. Sized.
So, like, if you were to buy the package of hot dogs at the store,
yeah, but they're smaller than that. They're thinner than that. They're not like a big fat Frank. That was my nickname in high school.
Frank. No, I don't think that. I don't think three at a time is crazy. If I was hungry, I would eat three corn dogs.
Yeah. They're like not. They're
I think
not
I'm just
like
picturing different corn dogs.
Yeah, you're picturing like those kind of like fancy corn dogs
it's
that are
carnival.
Like turkey legs. Yeah, no, they're like.
Yeah.
They're like very appropriately sized corn
Rachel
dogs.
Is supportive. Kevin is dismissive. I'm just impressed.
Yeah.
Kevin is stunned, which is incredible to hear.
It is, because look,
thought of eating three corn dogs made him almost fall out of his chair.
Well, A, it's because you made it sound like it was multiple times within a 2 day period that it was at least three, sometimes more.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's a
15
lot.
In 3 days, Kevin. Yeah, I had to sometimes do three or more a couple times.
Gotta get them done.
Hours in the day, man.
So if
I wasn't up all night.
If we take out sleeping hours, so what do you? Let's just give you eight each one of those.
So I sleep for about 14 hours a day.
So it's about a dog an hour.
Yeah, it's roughly a dog an hour. But if you have three, then you're done for the next 3 hours, and you don't have to worry about it.
It's called working ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the button from Lost. I don't have to eat a corn dog every hour on the hour.
Just trying to get ahead.
Now, initially,
I didn't set out to do this. Yeah, it wasn't a quest. I didn't have it in my dream journal.
It wasn't a quest.
I just didn't really leave the house for a couple days.
I mean, again,
I noticed my stock supply dwindling a bit.
Yeah. It's simple math. You put 15 corn dogs in the same room as Andrew. Leave them for 3 days.
Yeah, if they're there for three or 4 days, I'm going to end up taking them.
There will be none.
Let me ask you, and be honest, had Megan gone for five, would you have had a talk?
No, I was fine. She could have had as many as she wanted. I asked her. I was like, are you sure? Because we had them specifically for dinner one night. And I was like, she's like, I think I just want one. And I was like, are you sure that you just want one?
Because four is a meal.
No takesies, backsies.
Well, because I saw there was only like five left. And I'm like, are you sure you just want one? Because if you want one, I'm eating the rest of them.
Were you a little scared she'd say no?
No, I wanted her to have more. Though. I don't think she eats enough. She'll eat one Pop-Tart. And then she's like, all right, that's lunch.
Well, that's
and
normal.
I don't consider. No, it's not. One
no,
Pop-Tart
two
is
normal.
Well, it's not a normal
well, like,
lunch.
Two Pop-Tarts is not like dinner, and she'll like eat that for dinner if I'm not home or whatever. I don't
what
like that.
Stunning
I wish she would eat
diet
it.
You have.
The stunning diet she has. That's I don't eat that.
Corn dogs and Pop-Tarts.
It's that's what the thing day. Is that she'll be like too lazy to cook or whatever, so she's like, I'll just have a Pop-Tart, and I'm like, no, you gotta eat something.
She's taking it on the chin here at the show.
So I don't think one corn dog is enough for dinner. Because, contrary to what Kevin thinks, these are normal, appropriate-sized corn dogs.
No,
Craven corn dogs, honey batter dipped from Schnucks, they're delicious.
But there are things called side dishes.
The point of having 15 corn dogs in 3 days is you don't want to cook, Kevin. I didn't feel like cooking. I'm not gonna prepare sides.
Oh. All those microwavable sides take so long.
For crushing half a dozen corn dogs at a time.
So if you had kids, you'd be like, now, Andrew Jr.,
Well, you know the rule in this family. One corn dog is not a meal.
A growing boy needs a couple corn dogs.
Have a couple Pop-Tarts.
A couple corn dogs. And there's, I think, negative nutrients in a Pop-Tart.
I mean, again, I would say, like, two corn dogs is totally normal. Like, I would never even bat an eye, but four is a lot.
I don't think so.
End of conversation.
I'm not having a fight about it.
Ben Boyd texted and said, how many apples would Andrew eat in 3 days?
Only if he finds them here at work.
Yeah, I didn't have any apples. You guys are missing the point. You guys are like, why didn't you have a delicious Katie's pizza instead? I didn't have it. I had corn dogs.
Yeah, but when you bought corn dogs, you could have bought apples, right?
Gosh, I didn't want to go to the store. I didn't want to go to. I wasn't leaving the house.
But you did. But you got the corn dogs at the store, right?
I had had the corn dogs for some time. I didn't get them like, ooh, this will be delicious to have.
Did you forget about
this? This will be delicious to have 8 times in the next 3 days.
I bet the.
So it was survival.
Yeah, it was survival.
Yeah. I bet that store, they didn't have anything other than corn dogs.
It was a little warm out. I didn't want to leave and drive all the way to the store and get anything else.
Yeah, I can't drive 2 miles.
But I look at the freezer and lo and behold, hey.
I mean, 2 miles.
There's a big box of corn dogs. And they were delicious. God, I love corn
dogs.
That
is a universal truth about corn dogs. They are delicious.
How do you eat them?
On a stick? Hot?
Do you like some mustard or anything?
Oh, no, nothing. No. See, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is what I've been telling you.
I knew you didn't bake them in a casserole dish.
This is what I've been trying to tell you guys for a very long time. If the corn dog is good, you don't need mustard.
Okay.
You don't need that. If you need to put mustard on a corn dog to eat it, it's a lousy corn dog.
I'm with Andrew on that one. I agree.
Yeah. The corn dog is meant to be eaten as itself. If you put too much on it, you're just ruining the corn dog.
Well, but not by itself. It's meant to be eaten with
three
other
corn dogs. I want to taste the honey corn batter. That's why I'm eating it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that for sure.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Good weekend.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to get away from.
But it's actually completely separate of the last conversation. He's just the corn dog, D-A-W-G.
D-A-W-G, yeah.
Because he loves corn. Yeah.
That's true.
That could have a double meaning.
Sure could.
Look at that.
It's a great nickname.
I would eat a corn dog multiple every day for the rest of my life. It doesn't hurt me. I feel nothing from that. I love a corn dog.
Okay.
I mean, they're good.
I appreciate you taking a stand.
Yeah, they're good.
That's the most definitive I've ever seen you.
I might actually end up having more soon. So I did buy another box at the store the other day.
Well, I think that's pretty well a certainty.
We might go down to the expo this weekend.
Do you buy any side dishes?
No. What is your obsession with side dishes?
I don't know. I just like when I make dinner, I make dinner with a main dish and then side dishes. Like
whoop-de-doo.
Mashed taters. Or
I don't recall asking.
Tell him what Ben Boyd's 7-year-old son just said.
Ben Boyd just texted us. He said, we're listening in my car, and my 7-year-old just said, this guy's crazy.
I got a problem with Ben because Ben never texts me. Ben texts everyone but the man himself.
Everyone but the dog.
Yeah, everyone but the corn dog.
I bet I haven't had a corn dog in 40 years.
Oh, they're good, man.
You want one?
You got one in your pocket?
What if he just reached into his shirt and it's like, here's a corn dog?
Oh my God. If I knew we were going to do this today, I would have brought them for sure.
What if he put corn dogs on the cake like candles?
I would have just drawn one out like a sword.
And by the way, I would have totally eaten a corn dog candle.
So we have our 25th anniversary coming up in a month. In 25 years, on a stick. Maybe one of the funniest things anyone has said.
God,
on the show.
I'm still laughing at it. I laughed the whole break under my breath. That was great. On a stick.
On a stick. They come like that.
That was over here.
If you want one though, I can bring in the box. Have them for corn. Have them for corn. Have them for lunch for a few days.
After corn. I'm having an after corn dog.
Shall we retire to the parlor and have an after dinner corn dog?
I have a.
But Andrew, we just had them for dinner. No, this is an after corn dog.
That actually is a thought that I, because I have this big box. So a couple times I've looked at like a portion of food and I've thought like, I don't know, this is really going to be enough to keep me hungry or to keep me full until I'm going to be hungry again. And then I'm like, nah, you know what? I got those dogs. I'll be fine. Just throw a couple corn dogs in.
Throw them in the microwave.
They make
man.
A great snack.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.